Rock loan. Closing costs are only $25. So check with Lyon County's leading real estate lender first at esfcu.com or text or call them today to get started. 620-342-2336. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 424226. Federally insured by NCUA.
KVOE, it is 845, one above.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us here as we close out our morning show, certified CHIC counselor and trainer Karen Mays. It's time for the monthly Medicare Minute.
A lot of good information every month here. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. It's a great sunny morning. We haven't seen the sun for a while, so I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, take advantage of that. little deceiving. There's some sun, but not a lot of heat out there on a Wednesday morning. Well, Karen, let's get right to it here. We know Medicare pays for hospital bills because right on the card it says it covers hospital. But what actually happens when people with Medicare go to the hospital?
Well, Ron, that answer to that turns out to be more complicated than you might expect. The way Medicare pays for a hospital bill depends on how you are in the hospital. You must be admitted as an inpatient for Part A to pay those hospital bills. If you are there for a procedure or a diagnosis, or you're under observation, or you show up in the emergency room and you go home, then in that case, you are likely in the hospital as an outpatient, and Part B, the medical part of Medicare, will be paying the part of the hospital bill that you're there for that time.
Okay, so why does it matter kind of which part of Medicare is actually handling your bills?
Well, each part of Medicare has different rules for how Medicare pays the bills. For example, Medicare Part B has an annual deductible, and this year that deductible is $257. Everyone who became eligible for Medicare in the last 5 years must pay providers that deductible before Medicare Part B begins sharing the cost. People who were eligible for Medicare prior to 5 years ago may have insurance that pays that deductible, but either way, you or insurance must pay the deductible before Medicare starts sharing in the cost. Now, once that deductible is met, Medicare pays 80% of the remaining costs, and most people with original Medicare have supplement insurance that pays the other 20%.
All right. Again, Karen Mays, Senior Health Insurance Counselor for Kansas Counselors for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. With us here with another Medicare Minute. Well, Karen, are those rules the same for people who have, say, Medicare Advantage plans?
Good question. Costs can be completely different, pardon me, for people who have those private insurance plans. Those plans are only required to cover the same services that original Medicare covers, but they can have completely different rules for what people have to pay for those services. And the insurance companies may require prior authorization before the services are even covered, except for in an emergency.
So when does Part A then kick in for those hospital bills?
Well, again, Part A only pays when you are admitted as an inpatient. And it's not always easy to know whether you are an inpatient or an outpatient. The hospital goes through the same admission process, and you may even stay overnight as an outpatient, especially if you're under observation. So the best way to know is to ask around whether the doctor has actually admitted you as an inpatient or an outpatient.
All right, Karen. How is Part A coverage different than Part B coverage at the hospital?
Well, Part A has a different deductible altogether for a hospital stay, which is called a benefit period. This year, that deductible for original Medicare is $1,676. Medicare Advantage insurance may have a different total deductible, And people with that insurance usually pay a daily charge until their total deductible is met. After that, they generally don't have further hospital charges for up to 60 days. Meanwhile, people who have original Medicare usually have supplement insurance that pays that hospital deductible for them. And once that total deductible has been met, neither the patient nor supplement insurance will have additional hospital costs for up to 60 days for the covered services.
And, you know, speaking of that, we're talking about, you know, the coverage components here of Medicare. But what is covered when it comes to Medicare?
Good question. Medicare covers inpatient hospital services, such as the semi-private room that you're in, nursing services, meals, prescription drugs, and diagnostic services that you get while you're in the hospital, like x-rays or MRIs. Part A doesn't cover physician services, though. Those are always billed under Medicare Part B. It also doesn't cover personal items like razors or slipper socks, and it doesn't pay for televisions or phones if there is a charge for those.
All right, Karen, what else do we need to know about how Medicare pays our hospital bills?
Well, Ron, there is some good news if you're in the hospital for preventive services like a colonoscopy or a DEXA scan, which is a bone density test. Both original Medicare and Medicare Advantage pay 100% of the cost for preventive services with no deductible payment required. On the other hand, people who are in the hospital for longer than 60 days begin to have daily charges that are normally paid by supplement insurance for those people who have original Medicare. The Medicare Advantage plans will also have additional costs after 60 days. Plus, there can be some surprises with hospital coverage. For example, people may get a larger-than-expected bill for prescription medications they normally take and received at a hospital when in an emergency room or they're there under observation. You see, Medicare Part B doesn't cover all the drugs you might get when you are an outpatient, so your Part D plan is billed. And it's very likely the hospital pharmacy is not in the network for your Part D plan, so you discover you have to pay more for prescriptions that you usually have filled at your regular pharmacy.
This is going to spin a lot of people around, if it hasn't already here, Karen. It's very complicated. So where can people go to help understand their specific situations and their specific needs?
Well, it is confusing, that's for sure, and probably the best resource, people can always ask their doctor or hospital to help them understand their costs. And unless it's an emergency, it's best to do that before you go to the hospital. Senior health insurance counselors at the Area Agency on Aging, who are completely independent of the healthcare billing system, are happy to help people understand their Medicare coverage. And sometimes we have helped them know how to appeal Medicare's coverage when something wasn't paid correctly. So for assistance, people can call the Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-2703.
Great information as always, Karen. What's on the docket for next month for us here?
Well, there's one part of hospital coverage we didn't even talk about today. So next month, I'd like to talk about how Medicare covers services that you need after a hospital stay.
Karen, always a pleasure. Good to talk to you. Stay warm.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Karen Mays, a senior health insurance counselor for Kansas Counselors for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Schick counselor. And Karen, well, obviously Chuck knows her stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, join us every month for Medicare Minute. Karen always obviously works us through some very complicated topics and, you know, makes it sound like you know what you're talking about a little bit.
Well, and we'll also post this on KVOE's website. It will be in our audio vault if you need to listen back some of the things that Karen touched on here this morning. Good morning. It's 8:56.
Thanks to Old Man Winter, January wasn't easy on us, but here's the good news. Keon Showcase is here to make it better. They have more inventory than ever before. Get a twin mattress starting at just $99. Need a new sofa? Flex Steel sofa starting at just $699. Plus recliner starting at $277. And don't forget to register for your chance to win a free Lazy Boy recliner. Need more? How about free financing for one full year? It's the perfect time to save big and pay easy. But hurry, sale ends February 22nd at Keon Showcase, 6th and Prairie.
Mark Sugar Schaefer out here at John North Ford Nissan, home of the $115 admin fee. 2024 models are needing a new home with factory incentives up to $10,000 on select models. Have a great selection of pre-owned cars.